This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? Someone have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Global losers. Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can.
The doo-doo Browns. Get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Man, I'm getting premature here. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I am Raven Rocky. No, I'm just Raven.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
Man, that never get old, never gets old. Joining me today is B3 Exponent. Go ahead, 2 weeks in a row I get in it. All right, I had you on. Go ahead.
Got it. Wait, 2 weeks in a row. If y'all not hearing it out there, let us know so we can hit the mic so y'all can hear our intros, man. Our intros are awesome. They are all that.
Yeah, well, we don't have that figured out.
We're trying
to
make them all that.
We don't have that figured out also. Actually, I got an idea. During the break, we'll make sure you hear it when we come back next segment because we do. And we got Mr. 315 on his way into the house. But first, let's go with Smoochie is back. Hey, I got you some music again, man.
Oh, man. Shout out to...
It's The Rock!
Shout out. Man, I'm loving this Jay-Z theme, man. I'm loving it. Thanks, Rock!
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. You're very welcome. I'm glad you can make it again today. Man, of course, we got a lot of great stuff to talk about.
Man, thank you, guys. I'm feeling like family, man. I'm feeling like a Cavalier over here, man.
Don't worry, I don't want to catch you and beat your know-what like somebody else, right?
We talking about the Virginia Cavaliers.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah, let's keep it straight in here. Yes, no, you are family, man. You and Urban Nerd, y'all are family. Y'all got your show tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the Ball is Life show being brought here, BSS Carolinas. Man, definitely grateful for the opportunity, 12 to 1:30. Make sure you guys tune in. We got a great show for you. Our first show right here on the BSS Carolina. So I'm excited, man.
And they will be broadcasting live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. GoCSB.com. Get in on it, man. You see all the fun we're having. More people are coming in. We're going to put out 200 shows out of this studio.
Absolutely.
Watch.
I hope so, man. That's the goal. Get as many as we can. And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
Oh, okay.
Smooch, I was giving you a chance to jump in, join in on the
the
advertisement that we're doing.
Come here, man. This is where the dreams come true at. Look at me.
There you go. And actually, in a couple weeks, you know, something like August 12th or August 19th, there's going to be a sports seminar here at the school with QCB.
Nice.
I'll let everybody know the details, but it's coming up in August. So can't wait. Of course, we got a lot of great stuff coming up in Charlotte. You got training camp just started.
Just started.
Next
if you're
week,
down in Spartanburg, it looks like it's been a good time.
2 weeks, you got the PGA Championship, which will be up.
Can't wait. Can't wait till Tuesday, man.
I got to wait till 315 gets here to see how y'all are doing your bets.
Okay.
I know you're keeping track of your teams.
I've been kind of keeping track, but I've lost track. I can go back and get the scores.
His team's been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
The Jets team, I
not
don't
so
think.
Much. Well, no, Toronto, he texted me yesterday. Toronto's been doing pretty well because they swept the A's.
See?
I caught a break because the Giants and the Padres played each other like 3 or 4 games, so yeah. I went.
1-1
every day for those 3 or 4 days.
Now you do know when it started, so it started last Monday.
Yeah,
so it's the record from then until so now.
Yeah,
I gotta get with 3-1-5 and see how this team's doing. So yeah, the Phillies haven't been doing.
I
too
feel
well.
Like I'm in great shape, guys.
You're in
great
good shape.
You let's go, Padres, Giants.
You
let's go.
You and legit are in good shape. This is great, man. This is the best bet we've ever done. I think on this show, you guys having the worst teams in the league.
And, I mean, that's the way you should bet, man. It's easy to speculate who's going to win, but who's going to be the cream of the crap?
You see, well, that's how I am on Madden. All right? If I'm going to play Madden, I'm taking the worst teams. I'm not taking my Cowboys or anybody else. I'm taking somebody really bad.
Those are the best games.
Yeah.
Pick the worst teams in the game.
Rebuild them.
And just have the bumbo.
Yeah, absolutely. You rebuild them, man. Usually I pick the Jags, move them somewhere because, you know, Jacksonville's just horrible. Sorry, Jacksonville fans.
Oh,
you know you're sitting.
They don't care. As long as they win.
Nah, they're all good. But anyway, we'll find out about the bet later. This segment, we are doing an interview at 3 o'clock, right?
Hopefully we are having an interview with Associate Head Coach Stephen Silas for your Charlotte Hornets. So stick around. Stay tuned. If you don't catch it, we will definitely have it posted on the website.
Well, people on Periscope, make sure you stay around because we're going to get you in on the show so you can ask us questions during the segment, you know, to talk to him and everything. So we're asking him any questions you have. But I can't wait for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. But we have hot sauce today we're going to talk about. And we're also going to do patrolling segment of the week.
Patrolling.
Absolutely. But first, we have someone that just walked in the room. I'm going to let him get himself plugged in. We're not putting him at the back of the room this week. We thought about it.
You're the guy in the middle.
Hey, you got a spot on the show.
But the best part of the sandwich is what's in between the bread, pieces of bread, right?
Is it?
It should be. Why are you going?
Is this the best part of Oreo?
Not all the time. I don't even eat.
You don't eat Oreos?
I mean,
I love Oreos, man. You gotta love Oreos.
I like the thin Oreos, man.
The thin
more
Oreos?
Cookie. More
no,
cookie.
No, man. You got to eat the double stuff. Or
no, that's just too much cream. You don't want all right, that cream in your mouth. What's wrong with you?
No, you don't. You don't. You don't.
315 is in the building.
God, my bad. I'm late. Late.
He is here.
He's fashionably late. He thinks he's on the Breakfast Club, you know? They just have the show going and no one's in the studio.
Yeah, man.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm you here. Know, we were talking before. We were talking about the bet going on. You know how your teams are going?
Even though, you know, y'all had me off the show last week, but we'll get into that later.
I apologize for that, fam. I forgot
Dude,
to remind
I
you.
I can't do everything now. Here's the rule of thumb. If you see me check the studio out, we're having a show at that time. That's how you know. So, you know, forgive me. The last couple weeks have been busy.
That's all good.
Between all three shows, it's been kind of crazy.
Get myself together.
But do you know how your bet's going?
No, I don't. Well, how am I doing?
I don't know. You're supposed to be kind of tracking your team.
I don't know.
I'm like 15-3.
I thought.
Why would I keep track of it? I ain't got no dog in this race.
Your team could have been on a 10-game winning streak.
Well, you got the Phillies, and you know they're doing bad.
Or they could be on a 10-game losing streak.
Yeah.
If it's the Phillies, it's most likely the 10-game losing streak.
That's right. The Angels aren't doing too bad, though.
I have no idea what I'm doing. What they're doing.
Well, what we're going to do is, you know, we got to check.
How's everybody else doing?
Jeffrey, too legit, is kind of struggling. I think Big Shot is the lucky winner right now.
I'm about 500. I believe my teams are we floating about 500.
That's all right.
From when I've been checking scores.
I mean, if you go too legit, time he texted me, he was 1-8.
My two teams are what? A combined 60 games under 500 or something, 70 games under 500.
Well, I felt so bad because after the All-Star break, Too Legit had the White Sox play the Dodgers for 2 games, and they got destroyed
12-1
and then like 9-3 or something. So it was ugly.
Man. That's terrible.
40 games over 500. Just want to point that out.
All right. What's on tap? All right,
let's get into the show. First thing we'll talk about, Kyrie no longer wants to play in Cleveland. He says he isn't even taking phone calls from the Cavs, supposedly. Where will he be traded? Or do you think he's going to be traded? Go ahead, Big Shot.
I want to feel like there's going to be some kind of kumbaya, but it's a lot of negative talk out there. Accusations of people wanting to beat other people's asses, quote unquote. He'll be in Cleveland. He's going to be in Cleveland. They go kumbaya. They'll figure this thing out, man. Because what is Cleveland going to get back? That's the equal of Kyrie Irving right now.
I've heard a lot of scenarios.
I got to agree. Because who else, out of all the people they're looking to get back for Kyrie, who is going to bail LeBron out in the time of need?
In the last minute of the game when everyone tight, who gonna step up and take a shot? We know Bron don't like taking them shots. Kyrie don't mind taking those shots.
The one that you suggested was the best, I thought, the one with Miami and stuff. Because they would get Jarrett and Carmelo.
Yeah, he could, even if he stays, man, bridges are burned, man. It's ugly, man. It's a mess.
He won't even take phone calls from Cleveland.
It's a mess.
I mean, dude, come on.
Get your money and fake that injury, Kyrie.
Michael and Scotty didn't always get along. Shaq and Kobe didn't get along.
It didn't get like this.
Well, this is totally different, though. I mean, Kobe and Shaq did it. Social media everywhere. They was out talking about it.
Yeah.
These two aren't saying, and you haven't heard anything from either side.
And on top of that,
that's what I'm saying.
And Bron said it was.
And we got to remember, Kyrie wasn't on board with this from jump.
True,
he wasn't on board. I mean, remember, Kyrie signed that extension. 11 days later, somebody says they coming home.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
And he was under the impression, and mind you, when he first signed the extension, he took a pay cut.
Yeah, and thinking he was going to be that dude.
Yep. Yeah.
So, he was cool. He sucked it up for 3 years.
Well, don't forget how LeBron treated him, too. Like, during the playoffs, you see him put his hand on him, and I'm like, dude, yeah. I'm just saying, some guy, you can't treat him the way you treat Rio. Down in Miami.
The great players are always tough to play with.
Yeah, Jordan. Jordan said some choice things to Scottie over the years.
But that, no offense, Kyrie, LeBron, Jordan, Pippen is a little bit different.
All right. Kobe had a few choice words.
Yeah, Kobe.
Kyrie's not to that point yet.
Yeah, right.
All right, is what I'm saying. So,
but I'm saying if Jordan could talk to Scottie like that, then LeBron could talk to Kyrie like that.
It's a little bit different. I don't know. If you talk to Rio, you can't talk the way you talk to Rio the way you talk to Kyrie.
Yeah, no,
you can't.
I see what you were saying. Like, right? Because before LeBron, like, Scottie Pippen was never that dude after Jordan.
No. He wasn't, but man.
No, he talked. Listen, but Jordan never put his finger on Pippen and said, boy, you better listen to what I'm telling you.
Right.
And we saw. I'm just saying, you can say that to Mario Chalmers. You can't say that to Kyrie Irving.
Honestly, you can't even say to Mario. I'm a grown man. I don't care who I am. Yeah, that's a grown man either way.
Listen, but I understand, but there's a difference, all right?
I'm talking.
I mean, Mario compared to him is different.
Y'all talking about play. I'm talking about just life in general.
No, you ain't going to. No, we're talking about.
I'm a grown-ass man, dog.
In the position that Kyrie was in, being the alpha dog at one point, where they said, hey, look, we're drafting all these players. We're going post-LeBron. They were, besides the Anthony Bennett pick, you know, if LeBron didn't come home, remember, the starting five was going to be Kyrie Irving, Deion Waiters, Andrew Wiggins, Anthony Bennett, shout out to him, wherever he's at, and Tristan Thompson. So LeBron needed to come home. He had to.
Did he?
Remember, LeBron came home because of Kyrie.
Like, it was a great situation. LeBron looked at the situation and said, younger version of Wade. A younger guy can bail me out. I get another sidekick. We get Kevin Love, who wanted to leave his situation. Yeah. We get him for nothing. The only thing we had to get rid of was Andrew Wiggins.
Did they get rid of the wrong thing?
At the time, it was the smart move because Andrew wasn't ready to play. He still ain't ready to play.
Well, they won a championship, so yeah.
The NBA just changed in 3 years. It changed.
What I'm saying, though, all right, point guard, a small forward that can score and defend. Now, Andrew hasn't really defended anything yet, but I mean, would it be maybe a different story where? I think it would be more athletic of a team if Andrew stayed, and I think that's what they're kind of missing.
Andrew would have been able to grow under LeBron.
But he didn't want that. Not at that time.
And you know, that's the Canadian version of him. So, you know, that's like looking at yourself in the mirror, kind of, sort of. So it's just like,
I am on the free Kyrie bandwagon. If you want out, get out of there, fam. Yeah, free Kyrie.
He wants out.
I mean, I feel like he's going to, like I just said, he's going to end up playing in Cleveland, but free Kyrie, man.
Kyrie. Free him from what? He won an NBA title. What you need to free him from?
LeBron James.
And LeBron James is not the easiest person to play with for the simple fact he changes the dynamic of how people play.
Let me say something, man.
All right.
Kyrie, I look at it at both ends. You stay in Cleveland, hell, you're going to go to the finals every year. But then at the same time, if he goes and wants – I don't think he'll be the man and lead a team anywhere else.
Well, no, even if he goes somewhere else, he's going to be like second fiddle and he's not going to make the playoffs.
Unless he goes like the Knicks or the Heat where they were talking. Unless he goes to them team. But Minnesota, San Antonio, no, you're not going to be the focal point of the team. But – I think what Kyrie wants to do is and the reason why I respect the teams he talked, because he said the Knicks and the Heat. Who says the Knicks and the Heat? Secondly, I think Kyrie wants that Russell Westbrook love. He saw all that love Russell Westbrook was getting this year, everybody knowing damn well Russell Westbrook was going to win nothing, but to put the numbers he put up, I think Kyrie likes that. And if Kyrie goes somewhere and not win, he still has a ring. He won't be no ringless.
He's 25. Extension is going to look really nice.
So I see it at both ends. Like I said, he wasn't on board with this from the beginning.
Well, this is a problem. If he stays in Cleveland and LeBron leaves, he's the man in Cleveland. All right. But if he's going to always be in LeBron's shadow no matter what.
And my thing is, LeBron's going to leave. Sure, let me leave him first.
Right.
Let me go first. Yeah. Let me be the first to leave.
If Kyrie stays in Cleveland, they're going to be broke after LeBron. Because you still got, you know, JR with the Henny
deal.
All
those heavy deals.
Tristan, 82 mil.
And why would Kyrie want to stay for that?
Kevin Love. I think he's comfortable just being the guy that goes to the championship and just gets paid to underachieve.
He's okay not making the playoffs.
Yeah, right. He's used to it. Oh, I played in Minnesota, so I just not make the playoffs in the East.
And Kyrie was, too, before LeBron came.
But he was injury prone.
Well, no offense, before LeBron came to Cleveland, he was a different player, too, because he didn't have anything around him. He was not – I mean, he didn't have a coach.
Right.
I mean, he had nothing.
They showed that record Kyrie has without LeBron. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. 78 and 150 or something like that.
The bad part
that was
is, though,
first 3 years.
Oh, my God.
This year he's talking about, you know, he wants more role. His usage rate is higher than LeBron this past season.
Let me give you a list of names Kyrie shot more than last year in the league. Steph Curry, James Harden, Kevin Durant, John Wall. He took more shots than all those guys.
He's not getting his game.
But free Kyrie.
That's not fair. That's not fair comparison. What? Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. I mean, they split shots. I mean, it's not like Russell Westbrook comparison where you have to shoot so many times.
I think people are just so caught up with the fact that Kyrie said, hey, look, I want to be the man of my own team.
Yeah. I
want what was promised to me. What I took a pay cut for.
The problem is, you know what? You've got 2 years left on your deal. They don't have to trade you. They don't. Make you play one more year with LeBron and then trade you next year when they blow the whole thing up.
They gotta.
They don't have to.
I think they have to let him go, man. Unless because it's gonna be so awkward. It's gonna
because now because
so,
now it's gonna be a problem. It's a locker, yeah, it's locker room problem
all season long.
And now reports that Iman Shumpert wants out too.
To a point where they may get beat in the playoffs.
Wow,
Shumpert. You mean Eastern?
Shumpert wants out. Kyrie wants out.
Yep,
man.
All mutiny.
Boston is somewhere cracking up right now.
Well, to me,
and they still ain't.
Y'all might destroy me on this, and you probably will. I would have kept Wiggins because this wouldn't have been an issue.
I was always on board with
That's
that.
What I'm saying, because it would have made them more athletic, and you wouldn't have had this issue with Kyrie wanting out and his ego. Because Andrew would be like, all right, you want to play beside one of the best? Sure, I'll play beside LeBron James.
But LeBron was looking at short-term goals. Yep, what do I got to do right now to win a championship?
He was thinking right now.
Think about it. It's one championship in 3 years. That's not – okay, that's good you won a championship.
One championship for a city that ain't won nothing in 50
ain't
years.
Ain't won nothing.
No, but still, think about it. You kept Andrew. I think you have more of a chance to actually do things.
True, but they had to get Kevin Love. They had.
Yeah, you still got Kevin Love. You trade Kyrie?
No.
You could have probably got something else besides Kevin Love.
LeBron, Kevin Love, and Wiggins?
Yeah.
No.
That wouldn't have worked.
And now, if they would have kept Deion Waiters, because mind you, Deion Waiters wasn't all too pro LeBron either.
No, he was a pro Kyrie either.
Right. He was going to shoot his shot. He was going to get his shot.
There was reports. Didn't he punch Kyrie in the face or something?
Got into a fight. But, you know, Jersey boys.
So one of y'all got to go. And Deion.
Yeah, Deion was like, yo, I'm out.
And now he's in Miami getting paid, recruiting D-Wade.
Yeah. Shout out to Deion Waiters, man. He came up through the ranks.
Syracuse, baby.
This soap opera that we calling the NBA offseason is crazy.
It's more interesting than regular season.
Man, keep our attention span. Love you, NBA.
It's better than regular season.
Yeah, certain teams in the regular season are interesting, like the Kings.
Oh, all right. The Kings are interesting.
The Pelicans are going to be real interesting this year. Rondo and Boogie and AD.
Oh, they'll be fine. Gosh. You got the Kentucky boys together. It'll be all
right. Right.
That's going to be fun.
Kentucky crew will be fine.
We'll see.
All right.
Rondo from Kentucky, yeah. Rondo, Kentucky, too. Yeah.
The next story, Thunder and Carmelo are interested in each other. Will he get traded there? And would that make them a top three team in the West?
Hell no.
No.
Carmelo, Paul George, and
no.
Hell no.
They would have to give up one of those bigs that's going to rebound. They do that. Who's going to rebound?
Get rid of Enes Kanter. You'll be all right.
You got Westbrook and an ISO player.
You already got two ISO players.
Yeah, you got West ISO player, ISO player, ISO player.
ISO player, ISO player, and dominant ball handler.
You're going to have the ISO team.
The only person that wins in that situation is Steven Adams. He should lead the league in rebounds.
Yeah, offensive rebounds, too.
That's true.
Man. And picks.
But the Thunder don't want to give up Cancer or any of their good pieces, so they have nothing to get Melo back with.
Right.
Melo, I always thought Cleveland was probably his best place.
And he doesn't even want to go to Cleveland. Did you hear the latest about that? Supposedly LeBron is blocking Kyrie going to New York and Carmelo told Carmelo, don't come to Cleveland. Go to you.
Because I'm about to be out.
Because he's about to go buy the team.
Whoa, wait. So LeBron James has that much power, so he can say, wait, hold on, Adam Silver. I don't want this to go down.
He don't say it to Adam Silver. He's saying it to the president of the Players Association because he's the vice president of the Players Association. I'm pretty sure Carmelo Anthony is on the board of directors of the Player Association. So they collaborating. The players run that league. The owners have no power.
Wow.
That's another question I got, though. Is that not too much now? I mean, and I hear a lot of people say, no, it's fine. The NBA is great that the players run the league. I don't know, man. I don't like they got so much power.
To an extent, it's okay. It has to be a balance, man. Like, LeBron James shouldn't dictate where I go. If I want out, I want to go.
And think about it. It's going to be like this for every NBA, every single season. It's going to be like this from here on out.
D-Wade is just going to play his 55 games in Chicago, opt out. His contract will be up, and he'll sign for the minimum in Houston next year.
He comes back to Chicago, though.
No, he's coming back.
I think they're paying him $26 million.
You getting $23 million and Gabrielle Union? I'm playing.
I'm playing.
I don't care if if I'm out there by my. I'm the only person in the starting lineup. $23 million Gabrielle.
Can anybody name another store in Chicago?
Robin Lopez.
Buy him out. Go back to Miami.
Laurie Markkanen.
He's gonna be a starter.
Probably. He has no choice.
All them dudes from Minnesota starting. They got traded. Dunn starting. Levine starting.
Yeah, Zach LaVine. Yeah. And Chris Dunn.
ACL, has he been cleared to play?
Not yet. Not as of yet.
Well, hopefully he does.
He's still penciled in.
Yeah.
He's still in there. He's still starting.
He's going to be on the marquee. Zach LaVine, dunk champion. Yeah. Another one just known for dunking.
Oh, stop it. Stop the Vince Carter hate.
Seriously. The guys that's just going to be known for dunking on, they're going to get the Vince Carter Award.
Vince Carter was a good player.
He is a Hall of Fame player.
He was a good player.
But in the highlights, you don't see Vince Carter shooting too many jump shots.
No, he puts up 40 or 50 points.
You know what I used to say this about?
McGrady did the same thing, though.
And I used to think I was going to get beat down for this one day. But I say the same thing about Dr. J.
Don't see a lot of jumpers.
You don't see not one. No. You don't see no jumpers.
Dominique Wilkins barely shot a jump shot.
Toward the end of his career, he was shooting a lot of threes.
He had no choice at that point. His athleticism was done.
Could somebody show me a clip of YouTube?
I don't remember Doc shooting too many jump shots.
Of Dr. J like this, can anybody show me?
Daryl Dawkins. I don't remember Daryl Dawkins shooting too many jump shots either.
I said the same thing about Dr. J. Show me Dr. J highlight where he's shooting a mid-range jumper, something.
Or the same thing being said about Andrew Wiggins. I mean, when
the man can't shoot no jump shot either.
No,
that's why LeBron said.
Hey, better MKG.
He needs a mid range game.
Who?
Charlotte Hornets. Do we want Wiggins. Kyrie Irving? Can we?
The Wiggins needs game altogether.
Let's squash that right now. All right.
I heard the Charlotte angle.
What is there an angle for?
I heard that.
You don't listen. Kyrie would not be a good fit for Charlotte.
Because I heard about Kemba going to Cleveland. What is that? What it was? Kemba was going to Cleveland. Yeah,
you just basically traded Kyrie Irving
for Kyrie Irving
for Kyrie Irving.
A little smaller version.
Almost the same player. Yeah, almost
a healthier version.
No.
Kemba doesn't get hurt.
Kyrie, you really saying Kyrie is...
But Kyrie's better.
Same thing as Kemba?
Kyrie's better than
Kyrie's
Kemba,
better, man. That offensive game is a lot better.
Kemba played in Charlotte. He's... Besides Gerald Wallace, Steven Jackson era, he's made the Hornets relevant.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
See, he's literally taking... The franchise on his back.
But you know what? On a side note with that, you know what I say about Kemba? I say the same thing about Isaiah Thomas in Boston. They can't be the best players on their team
because they're short.
Because they're small. And Kemba, and not only is Kemba small, he's a small volume shooter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what has he had to build with?
He's taken a lot. He hasn't had a lot, but
he has to shoot the ball because our $25 million a season shooting guard isn't a shooting guard.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget your small forward isn't
a scorer either.
And he came into the league as a tweener anyway because he was never really a point guard. He was never really a point guard.
Not Syracuse, but
UConn.
UConn. He was a scoring.
Because you know, right. Because when he was at UConn, I always said, okay, he's gonna go to the league. He'll be like the next Bobby Jackson. Remember, energy off the bench, but I didn't know he's starting. I mean, which is cool, is great.
Since he came in, he's improved.
But he's a starter.
He's an all-star now.
But it's just like...
A 6'1" volume shooter, to me, I do, but... Unless, man, you got to be special, man.
He has a good game.
It's just, this is one of the first times Michael Jordan has not been cheap.
That's true.
Actually gotten some help. I don't, you know, Dwight Howard, is he going to be the Dwight Howard of?
No. He's not. He's not.
But it's an upgrade from what they had. Halls, Roy Hibbert.
Okay.
Dwight just needs to give 13. He just needs to care 13 and 10.
But how long?
No, he just needs 10 and 10.
How long have we been saying this, though, about Dwight Howard?
Dwight? We've been saying 7 years.
He needs to do this. He needs. If only he can do. You know, we've been saying this for a long time since
before Houston, Orlando,
and he's 30 now. Yeah. And at this point, he is who he is.
Three back surgeries.
Yeah,
right?
He is who he is now.
Yeah, but at least with Kimba, he's going to get the ball. He's a top two option.
Who?
Dwight. Because Batum's really not shooting the ball that much.
I'm going to tell you the best thing I've said on this show, the best thing for Dwight is 20 minutes a game, coming off the bench or starting and not playing down the stretch. And he helped, and he does about 10 and 10 and helped Cody Zeller get better.
Because
Cody needs to be the player.
I think he'll help out Cody.
You got to get him involved early.
Yeah, that's it.
He's so uninterested. If he's not getting the ball, he's played so uninspired.
Right. And I think with him coming, because the last big man they had, good big man, Al Jefferson did pretty good.
Well, the only problem with Al, we wore him out. I mean, we wore the old man out.
Yeah,
in a year. That and one year, he played 50 minutes a game. It did. It seemed like he'd never take a break.
And the game changed. Throw the block to the block and let him pound for 8-10 seconds of the shot clock. That doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, and then, really didn't have too much help with MKG and Josh McRoberts.
It could work, I think, if you got enough around him. But, man, it was him and Kimba. That was it.
I'm just wanting Dwight Howard to be able to continue playing pick and roll. Yeah. If he gets that lob thrown to him, make sure you throw it down. If you get a bunny dunk, make sure you don't fumble the ball out of bounds. Throw it down two hands and rebound the basketball.
I always thought at this point he'd be more than just a pick and roll scorer.
Yeah,
at this point in his career,
he just never developed that.
After the Laker debacle,
especially when you have Patrick Ewing in Orlando and you had Kevin McHale and Akeem in Houston,
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You still don't have a game.
Well, you had not
and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh my goodness, that's what bothers me about Dwight. It drives Shaq nuts, too.
You mean he's had the big centers?
He's
the old centers.
He has no excuse. Dwight Howard is supposed to be maybe hands down one of the greatest centers that have ever played this game.
There's no excuse for
coaching wise. Yeah. Patrick Ewing, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like you said, Kevin McHale, and Hakeem.
He's a Hall of Famer for the cats who's already in there.
He's a Hall of Famer by default.
By default, big time. And the thing about Dwight Howard, and I'm going to call this right now. Dwight Howard is going to win a ring. That's the crazy part. He'll be 35, 36.
You think he'll go somewhere as a backup?
Yeah.
End up on Golden State.
Yeah, he's going to win a ring.
You really think LeBron will bring him wherever he's at to try to win a ring?
I'll be honest with you. I was thinking Cleveland needed to get him. If Cleveland keeps the nucleus that they had, you can't. I mean, he's a big upgrade from Tristan Thompson.
Really?
What is Tristan giving you? A Kardashian and a couple of rebounds.
He getting out-rebounded by Curry.
That's very true. He's got a good point. JaVale McGee beat TT. I'm just saying. I mean,
because JaVale McGee is.
His
PER mean crap.
His PER was all that.
He was tired of shit.
And if Golden State
career year.
And if Golden State is smart, they're going to sign him back.
Dude, quickly.
Page of him.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I think Golden State did everybody a favor by not starting JaVale McGee. It would have been too easy. They have over 30 feet of defense. Klay, Draymond Green, JaVale McGee, and Durant. With their arms spreaded across the lane, it would have been cheating. Yeah. I know, because I played with them on 2K.
But you can't start JaVale anyway.
No.
That's the only you
can. JaVale is a great energy player for 10-15.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, enough with Bill Winnington. I'm not talking about Bill Winnington anymore. Charges dropped against former Cowboy Lucky Whitehead. Cops realized they had wrong guy for shoplifting. Did the Cowboys do the right thing by releasing him?
They were probably going to release him anyway, right?
Oh, he's getting cut.
Yeah, he's going to get cut anyway. Yeah,
Ryan Switzer is going to be.
I feel sorry for him because now he's a Jet. Dog gets stolen. Ex-girlfriend steals your dog. Sells it to a SoundCloud rapper. SoundCloud rapper holds your dog for ransom.
That was the story?
It was his ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. I just heard that. Yeah. SoundCloud
rapper holds your dog up for ransom. Get arrested.
What a horrible week for him, man.
Now you're and you cap it all off by being a Jet.
No, at least he's back in the league. Well, he
got cut for something he didn't even do.
Right. That's beat up. Man, you can go be accused for multiple domestic violence and just violence against people and pull girls' shirts down and show all
that's the NFL.
And we keep you around. But dude, mistaken identity are bad, but
if I remember correctly, a certain Panther team kept the guy that had 18 assault rifles in their apartment in downtown Charlotte.
For one game.
It's more than one game.
It was one game.
Whatever, it was a season. Anyway. No, I feel bad for him. He's had a bad week, and the Cowboys did not handle it right.
They didn't, man.
No.
Jason Garrett
and Jerry Jones were just saying, like, the wrong thing.
And looking like, smug as heck about it.
Yeah, that's what
too,
I didn't like. I didn't like that.
Like,
I was
really?
Like,
you got your stunners on, your shades, and you just,
yeah,
whatever.
I'm like, oh, man, they didn't handle this good at all.
And he's a Jet.
It goes from
from bad to worse.
It goes from Zeke's a good kid, Zeke's a great kid, to like I said, and they were gonna cut. I think they were gonna cut him anyway.
Hell, no, he was.
What I'm saying? I thought he was gonna cut anyway.
But say the truth. If you don't count it, say hey, you know,
we like what
we
the
messed
Patriots
up.
Do we?
We messed up. That's all they had to say. We messed up.
They ain't gonna say Jerry Jones. Ain't never
Jerry Jones.
Say that.
No. Jerry
Jones. All right, unreal outing AAU game between LaMelo and Zion Robinson. Do you guys see
I
any
saw
of,
some
it?
Of it?
That supposedly they wouldn't let LeBron in the game because they thought they'd go crazy. I saw Damian Lillard and other players were there.
I didn't see it.
I saw LaMelo no defense playing self. Oh, I saw the game,
bits and pieces of it.
Was that the game that Big Baller Brand quit? Forfeited?
No.
Okay.
This game was last night.
Okay.
And I just it's what's going to kill kids, man.
The AAU,
the lack of competition. It just really takes away from the actual purpose of AAU.
AAU's the worst now, man.
It is terrible.
It's the worst.
It's supposed to teach you fundamentals and get you ready, right?
Nope. Yeah.
No one does anything.
It does. Yeah. You hear what Kobe Bryant and Kevin Garnett said during the season?
Yeah.
They were spot on, man. Kobe said, AAU was horrible for the kids.
It is.
And because it killed them. Not only are you supposed to learn the fundamentals and, you know, the great things about traveling and going to get your – the spirit of competition is dead. Now, I've never seen so many kids like, yeah, go LaMelo. Yo, yeah, yeah. They were comfortable with him shooting every shot.
Yep.
They were like.
And not playing any defense.
They're not playing. Like, they played all their deep. They played their heart out. Played defense for him. And same thing with Zion Williams. Just like, yo, man, you need me to set the pick for you? You need me to grab the rebound for you?
Because they want to see that kid dunk. Because that kid can fly.
Like,
that kid gets up, man.
I would tell you, he made one move yesterday, left hand, and it's unreal.
I mean,
he split the defenders like nothing.
He got about 5 to 10 minutes of video on YouTube.
That kid looks like he's going to be special. I don't know about LaMelo, but that kid is going
to
be special.
I hope so. I hope the kid is special.
Yeah.
I mean, for him to be doing what he's doing out of nowhere, I'm not going to hate on the kid. I just hope his circle keeps it real with him. Look, son, you need to develop. Because once you get into college, it's over.
And oh, yeah. If you make it to the pros,
this cat,
you can't
this
live
athletic
on athleticism.
Yeah. Unless he goes to Kentucky, then it's different.
You ain't going to make it off you just your athletic.
You better learn. Get a jump shot.
Yeah.
Like.
Look at MKG.
Once again, what do these guys like a Dwight Howard, like an MK? What do y'all work on in the summertime? When they're
working on their tans.
I'm gonna be honest with you
about
MKG. He has literally had the same game he plays now. The way he plays now is the same way he played in high school.
Yeah,
literally.
Ain't that crazy? Hmm. Dwight Howard, same game from when he got drafted till now. Crazy. What are you working on in the summertime?
All right. Well, hopefully. And I was watching the scene at the AAU game. It was just packed. I mean, they had to tell people stop coming in because it was so packed with people.
Mm-mm.
And then LeVar Ball.
Well, LeBron would have trolled. He would have said something about the BBB brand.
Yeah.
No. I think LeBron's slowly becoming a fan of them.
He's catchy.
He's slowly becoming a fan.
Well, of course he is. He's going to be his teammate in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get on that BBB bandwagon while he can. Or those slides going to be $800.
That's for real. But I think LeBron's going to be in L.A.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Unfortunately.
I think so.
All right. You guys got anything else news-wise you want to talk about? All right.
I got something about Dallas later. I got something about another Cowboys player later.
Oh, we're going to, you mean, yeah, if it's a certain person and it involves nipples.
I'm yeah. All right. I saw that this morning. I lost it. All right.
Well, trust me, that's on my dummies. We'll talk about it together on dummies this week. All right. When we come back, we have an interview, but we're also going to do dummies of the week, local sports, Panthers news, Hornets, and Knights news. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.